Here at the National Biodiesel Conference, I'm speaking with Gary Hare. And Gary, it's just great to see you here. We've been having a great conference, which we're kind of at the midpoint of. How would you describe this year's conference, the attendance, the attendees, and maybe the mood that of the people you've been talking to?
Sure, Chuck. This is a very exciting conference this year. We've got good attendance. Everybody is upbeat, excited about the prospects for 2011. We've got the reinstatement of the blender's tax credit, which is great for our industry. We're on the poised to have RFS2 come in and give us that market demand that we need. So we're, as an organization, and the attendance here is great. They're all excited about the prospects for 2011.
Now, I've heard some of the Outlook reports talking about maybe hitting near record levels of production even this year. Is that still look real possible in your estimation?
Yes. According to RFS2, there should be at least 800 million gallons of biodiesel demand this year, both as biomass-based diesel and also as an advanced biofuel, which is the theme of this year's conference. We're going to be defining biodiesel as an advanced biofuel, and it's America's only commercially available advanced biofuel today.
So as you look at this year, and even with the optimism, what are the things that the industry needs to really keep their eye on, work on, in order to fulfill that optimism?
Well, we've got to get our producers back up and producing biodiesel. Last year was just a devastating year for our industry and for our producers with the lapse of the tax credit. We've got that back. We're going to be working hard to get that extended so that we have some certainty into the future with regards to our tax incentive, because that is complementary policy to the RFS2. So that's one of the things that we're going to be working on. But I got to tell you, Chuck, everybody is very, very excited about this year.
Well, I know that, you know, when it comes to feedstocks, we got all kinds of things that are in development, but we still look to the soybean industry. How about as you look at that sector in terms of, you know, certainly prices have been, I don't know what's the best word to describe them. They've been good if you're a soybean grower, but how do you look at the outlook of this year's crop? Any thoughts on that?
Yeah, we are going to consume a significant amount of soybean oil for biodiesel production this year just to meet our volume objectives. That's good for the soybean industry. It's good for American agriculture. It's good for our country because we're keeping energy dollars in this country. They stay in our economy. They go back to agriculture. And by recent studies, Chuck, 25 cents worth of farm value on a bushel of soybeans is attributed to a strong biodiesel industry.
Wonderful. Well, it all is good here this year, and lots of smiling faces. And as I've heard Joe Job, the CEO of NBB, say more than once, do a lot of business, and it looks like a lot of that's being done. So here from the National Biodiesel Conference, I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.